This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Right here, one of the many people on the front lines of freedom in America. We focus on health freedom a lot, but today we're going to talk about political freedom. And in fact, an important issue in that area is the deteriorating boundaries between the left and the right. Many people have said, wow, Obama really acts the same in the White House as Bush did. And Mitt Romney has most of the same policies as Obama. What's the difference between these global elite on the left and the right? And the truth is, there isn't much difference at all between the status quo left and right politicians. They have the same policies. They're all pro-war. They're all pro-secret military prisons. They're all destroying the Bill of Rights. They're all in favor of the government encroaching on states' rights and so on. So here to talk to us more about this very interesting angle, this perspective on the left-right paradigm, is none other than Bryce Shonka. He's the deputy director of the 10th Amendment Center at 10thamendmentcenter.com. He's also a writer for thelibertyvoice.com, and he joins us by video Skype to give us more information about this interesting topic. Bryce, thank you for joining me today. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you, Mike.
So what do you think about the left-right paradigm? Is it disintegrating? Are people realizing that there's really no difference between the policies of the left and the right, or am I exaggerating all that?
No, I think there's really an awareness that's building now that, I mean, when you look at, let's look at George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Let's take a look at the surface. Let's take a look at the personalities. You can't get any more different than those two people. I mean, you really can't. And then Obama goes into the White House, and what do you see? You see an escalation of things like, killing people with drones. You see, him reversing and cracking down on the medical cannabis industry in California that's been operating under state law for 16 years now.
Yeah.
You see just a whole host of moves that really are big government, the kind of things that George W. Bush was described as by the progressives and by the liberals when he was in office. You're seeing many of the same things, if not all of the same things.
Yeah,
when
you
dig down below the surface.
This is one of the things that I do not understand. When Bush was in office, the liberal left was very much anti-war. And it was, follow the Constitution. If you're going to have a war, have Congress declare it. Bring our troops home. All this kind of thing. Now, with Obama in the White House, the left is silent about anti-war. All of a sudden, war is okay. Let's bomb Libya. Let's invade Syria. Let's invade Iran. Because Obama's in the White House, it's suddenly okay. I don't get that. And it shows the utter inconsistency of, in this case, the left. But the right has the same problem as well. They're all pro-war.
Yeah. And it shows what happens when you let party politics lead the way.
Yeah.
When people are a Democrat first and foremost, this is what you get. When you remove critical thinking from the process as an individual, this is what you get. And more and more people, I think, are really starting to wake up to that. I've seen many articles by progressive writers saying, for instance, that they're actually considering a Republican candidate now in
wow.
Ron Paul. Yeah, and it's only because they recognize that, yes, he may have an R after his name, but he's anti-war. He promises to actually do something about the tyrannical aspects of the federal government that are becoming more and more apparent to more and more people.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up. I wrote an article recently called the Top 10 Reasons Why Liberals, Progressives, and Democrats are supporting Ron Paul over Obama. In fact, Sebastian, if you can bring that up on the screen, that'd be great. This article was instantly very, very popular among the liberal left because it lays out why Ron Paul is, in essence, a better Democrat than Obama in the sense that he believes in the core issues of freedom, of legalizing medical marijuana, of shutting down the secret military prisons, of ending the corrupt wars, of ending the Federal Reserve's manipulation of the money supply and basically the theft of trillions of dollars from the taxpayers. So I find it interesting that Ron Paul is a better Democrat than Obama, but he's also a better conservative than George Bush. He's just a better person. In fact, he resists labeling of all kind, and that's sort of your point, Bryce.
Yeah, and he hasn't, for instance, taken a paycheck from his job in Congress, I think the entire time he's been in Congress. He's a very principled person. But the number one thing about Ron Paul is I don't care what his personal biases are if he does what he says he's going to do, which is reduce the power of the presidency entirely. And, that's the problem, is concentrated power.
Right.
We've been trained for decades now that the bad guys are the Republicans or the conservatives, or the bad guys are the liberals because they just want communism. The problem, the bad guys really are those that are creating more and more concentrated power. That is the problem. That is the danger.
Well, yeah. I mean, in our culture, people love this tribalism. They love to have red versus blue, one football team against another football team. People love to play these games, and that's what it comes down to in Republicans versus Democrats. But I agree with you, the intelligent person, the critical thinker, looks beyond left versus right and into the core issues. How will this affect our future? How will this affect our freedoms? What is the abundance of America actually founded on? And I think if you honestly look at that, and if you're intelligent enough and educated enough to understand that, you must understand that without liberty, left and right doesn't even matter. I know, for example, one woman said to me, you know, I can't support Ron Paul, she said, because he's not pro-choice. And I said to her, what difference does it make if you're rotting in a military prison, whether you're pro-choice or not? You know, you have to have fundamental freedoms first before you even have the ability to debate all the other stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. pro-choice doesn't really become a big factor in the situation once total control has been established and people are disappearing.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, what do you care? His views on Social Security don't matter if you're all being considered enemy combatants and you're all subject to arrest at any time, indefinite detainment, torture, even killings. Obama has a kill list of Americans that he says he has the executive right to kill without due process. I mean, that should be more concerning to anyone than any other issue really right now. I mean, you got to prioritize these issues. And I find a lot of people out there don't understand priorities of liberty because they've lived under the comfort of liberty for so long that they've forgotten how important it is to protect that liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got real fat, dumb, and happy for the entire period following World War II up until, you know, a recent couple of decades when the chickens came home to roost, so to speak, and the rest of the world caught up, and we're no longer the only superpower in the world. A lot of things have changed, and if people's thinking doesn't change, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you and your friends, your fellow advocates and rebels, I might say, I have put together the Nullify Now conference series, which has been very successful, very wonderfully received throughout many cities and states across the country. You've got an event coming up in Philadelphia. Go ahead and tell us the dates, the website, and more information about that event.
Sure. Well, I want to start off by saying that 10th Amendment Center has been framed by some in the progressive media as being a right-wing operation, which is the furthest thing from the truth.
Right.
What we oppose is centralized power. What we oppose are things that are not constitutional, and anything that provides for tyranny, anything that provides for federal agents to come in and have absolute control over your life and what you put in your body and how you choose to medicate yourself,
right,
is really flies in the face of what the founders were trying to do. What they wanted to do was give you control, your community control, give smaller groups of people the ability to decide for themselves, how do we want to live our lives and how do we want to be governed? And so it allows for lots of different things. In a group of 300 million people, the idea that we have laws that are going to be the right thing for 300 million people is really kind of crazy, but we've all been duped into thinking that, well, that's the only way we're going to protect equal rights is if the feds come in and wave their magic wand and make everything all better. So what we've been doing is going around the country and stopping in places like the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati, for instance, bringing together folks, different authors, different legislators who are up on this, and really educating people, getting activists fired up to go out into their communities and say, hey, we don't need somebody thousands of miles away to watch over us and decide what's best for us. We're capable of doing that ourselves,
right,
and we can do a better job of it. And that's really what it's all about. And that's what the founders wanted this republic to be like.
Well, yeah, just as an example, your group was completely opposed to the Patriot Act signed by President Bush and opposed to President Bush's attacks in the Middle East without a declaration of war by Congress, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 10th Amendment Center started in 2006, and at that time, George W. Bush was the president. And we had quite a few people from the left who recognized that this was a really great way to deal with an out-of-control federal government.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's really the bottom line of it is, you know, by giving a good guy president, let's say that there is such a thing, by giving a good guy president the power to go in and do good things and make everything right, you're giving the next president, who may not be a good guy, the same power to go in and enslave you.
That's a crucial point to understand, because I remember all the people defending this NDAA. First, they said, number one, Obama won't sign it. He'll veto it. And then he signed it. And then the people say, well, Obama won't use it. But as you just mentioned, that doesn't even matter. Whether right. Obama uses it or not is not the issue. It's the next guy. What if a Newt Gingrich got into office, a crazy, warmongering, lying madman like Gingrich gets into office? Then he uses the power that Obama signed into law, and all of a sudden, people are disappearing, being tortured, being assassinated, and the president says it's all legal. That's what you're talking about, and you're absolutely right, Bryce.
Yeah, people have to give up on this idea that the savior is in Washington, D.C. somewhere, if we just get the right reforms in or if we just vote the right people in, because you're concentrating power no matter what you do.
That's right.
And the only way, the only path to liberty is to break up that power and to start taking personal responsibility in our communities and in our states and doing what's right for ourselves and not waiting for some representative to do it for us.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that whole psychology. Other people are going to save us? I don't think so. We got to save ourselves. We got to stand up for ourselves. Now, give us the website and the dates of the Nullify Now conference coming up in Philadelphia.
It's March 31st, and this event is going to be bigger than our past events. We're actually going to have three rooms. So we're going to have breakout sessions going on. We've got a great panel that's going to be there. We're actually inviting people from maybe 7 or 8 different states for this one because of where Philadelphia sits geographically. And you can go to nullifynow.com to take a look at that. If these ideas are interesting to you, if this is ringing a bell at all, even if you know don't quite understand it, I encourage you to go if you're anywhere near the area. You'll be greatly empowered by the experience. You'll walk out of there really feeling a lot better about your relationship with the government.
Well, and plus, what a wonderful historical city in which to host such an event. You know, Philadelphia, the nesting grounds for so much of the liberty and freedom that we now see, unfortunately, eroding in America today, but maybe it can be restored in Philadelphia with the Nullify Now conference and all the great people there. Bryce, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, folks, Bryce Shonka from the 10th Amendment Center. So just check out his website and check out the Nullify Now conference. I think you'll have a great time going there to Philadelphia at the end of March 2012. And thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams reporting for naturalnews.com. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury,
much more. Also, glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.